Welcome to 20 Minutes and 2 Beers In. I'm JD.
Hey everybody, this is Bobby.
Episode 140. Can you believe it?
You know, it's been 2 months since it's just been me and you on a podcast.
It's been a while.
That's two months.
That's crazy.
We've had guests 2 months.
And it's been fun as we're in season three to get a lot of guests. And we'll continue to get more guests, not only on the sports end of things like we have been, but we'll also get sports and music. Guests and music in comedy again.
Yeah.
Beer, of course.
Absolutely.
Speaking of beer, you got us a beer this week. What did you get us?
Well, you know, you kind of ranted a little bit last week on pumpkin beers about when's a good time for them to come out. So I got us a pumpkin beer, JD.
I've never heard of this. This is from Big Muddy, or Muddy Big, I'm not sure which it is.
Big Muddy.
Brewery.
It's in Murfreesboro, Illinois, downstate Illinois.
It's Pumpkin Smasher. It's a malt beverage brewed with pumpkin and spices. Looks delightful.
That's a pretty good taste in pumpkin beer. It's not, there's not like a pumpkin taste so much as something else.
No, I taste the pumpkin, but I definitely taste the spices.
Yeah.
It's a little sweeter of a beer. You know, it reminds me, neighbors growing up, the Norms.
Okay. That's their actual name? You're not making
not
this up?
Not spelled N-O-R-M.
Okay.
N-O-R-E-M. Anyway, Joanne would make the best pumpkin bars.
Okay.
It's like they're thin, but they're dense.
Yeah.
With this white cream frosting. That's what it tastes like to me.
Wow.
That sweet, you know, pumpkin-y, but
I'm getting a pumpkin bread taste to it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's good.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Well, we're not going to go by without talking sports this episode.
Of course.
We have our NFL predictions.
Our annual predictions.
You bet. And one of our executive producers always like, you know, keep it going. Keep it. If she'd be in the room, we'd get that wrap-up signal. But we got a lot to talk about. And bold predictions, as you say.
Absolutely bold predictions. But we're also talking about TV this episode.
We are. Fall TV is coming. There's a lot of new shows. I'm going to tell you which ones are going to be hits and misses.
I kind of charted it, my days of the week, what I will be keeping an eye out for. And then there's a couple that I charted just because I said these are immediately going to be canceled. Like, they can't even survive two episodes, I imagine. So we'll talk that, too.
And we also have a new way to predict who's going to go first in the six-pack of
questions.
That's
going to be exciting.
And our last call, one stop away. Mine is a little odd.
Mine's not going to be as gross as last
week. Last week was disgusting. It was disgusting. Fun, but disgusting.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we have that and oh so much more. Stick around. And I held the girl closer than was safe. Take what you want from me. I'm not afraid to turn around to see you by my side. Bobby, NFL prediction time, and my predictions are going to surprise you. As we do these predictions, we're going to jump in a little bit with some of our bold predictions for the season.
Not normal predictions. These are
bold. These are big and bold.
It's not going to be something like Miley Cyrus won't be playing the halftime show of the Super Bowl. That's an easy prediction. We don't make easy predictions here. We make bold, difficult choices.
Bold, difficult choices indeed. But let's start talking AFC football, if you don't mind, Bobby.
And
let's
talk
the AFC East, and we're going to start where we left off last week, because we talked with the Patriots and talked how they're going to do. And you know what? In the AFC East, I am going to be going right along with our prediction last year. Patriots, in my opinion, will win that division.
Yeah.
They're going to be 10-6.
Yeah, you know, the Patriots have such an easy walk through that division, I feel like, because you're looking at two rookie quarterbacks, one second-year quarterback in that division. The Jets are just in a free fall. It's going to be pretty pitiful to watch them all year. What's that? what is that?
Bold prediction. Bold prediction coming in here.
Oh, no.
My bold prediction is that Brady Quinn will start a game for the Jets.
Really?
Bold prediction. Sanchez is done. Right?
Yeah.
And clearly, the young buck is not going to stay healthy the whole time.
Geno Smith not going to start
Geno's
every game?
Geno's not staying healthy.
You know what? Since you interjected with your weird alarm sound and a bold prediction, I actually have a bold prediction that features the Jets as well. My bold prediction is Rex Ryan doesn't complete the season as Jets head coach.
Mm.
And On top of that, to make this an even spicier prediction, this is jumping into the NFC. Jason Garrett is also fired at the end of the season as the Cowboys coach.
Wow.
Yeah, bold prediction right
bold
there.
Prediction. Bold
prediction. But going back to the AFC East, I think the Bills are a very interesting team, and I think the Dolphins are a better team. And my surprise pick of the year is early. We're going early with this one. Bills are going to be a wild card team.
Oh my
yeah.
God. What is in this beverage?
I don't know. It's, I think it's 6.0% alcohol by volume.
I really think you're sniffing glue. I've got the Patriots winning it all, and that's all that's coming out of that division. AFC North, Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
This is where I get, I wouldn't say this is a bold prediction, but this is something interesting.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
You got to come up with something better than that.
That was yours. Yeah, that was yours. So, interjecting with a bold prediction, JD. The Browns will be a better team, finish with a better record this year than the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Wow, that is a bold prediction.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to whoop this one. I've got the Bengals winning the division.
I do too.
I've got them at 11-5. Ravens just behind at 10-6, mm-hmm. followed by the Steelers, and then the Browns aren't going to do any better than they did last year, 5-10.
I think the Browns make an improvement. Norv Turner's their offensive coordinator there. I like the changes that they've made to the team. And I also, as long as Todd Haley is the offensive coordinator in Pittsburgh, that offense is not going to work.
I've got the Ravens as my first wild card out of the AFC.
Okay, I have Bengals winning the division. I have Ravens going as a wild card.
All right, your wild cards are already locked up.
Locked in.
Wow.
Chart it.
AFC South. To me, this isn't going to look much different than last year.
Mm-hmm.
I have the Texans going 11-5, taking just a step back from last year.
Okay.
With the Colts, they're at 10-6. The Titans following that, and then the Jags, only 2 wins on the season.
You know, the reason why the Colts will have a decent year is because they play in a division with the Titans and the Jaguars. Because... the Colts are going to not be as good as last year. I think the team's gotten older. I don't know that they really made that many good decisions in the offseason to make changes. And if you look at how they won last year, it was pretty crazy. And you don't repeat some of those victories on a yearly basis. So I have the Texans winning that division pretty easily, but I have everybody else kind of just playing second fiddle to them.
Yep. Yeah, I'm there with you. The AFC West, the dreaded West.
AFC best.
I have Oakland winning it all.
Of course you do.
I do not. I have Oakland only with 2 wins on the season.
Yeah, they're terrible.
And that might be generous. That
they
might be generous.
They could be 0-16.
I've got, pregnant pause, the Denver Broncos winning the division.
Oh, wow.
12-4.
Is that a bold prediction?
It is a bold prediction because they added their team, but I see them not getting as many wins as last year.
Mm-hmm.
I just think they're not a big surprise anymore. And I think mm-hmm. the Chargers are going to be a little bit better than they were last year. I think the Chiefs are going to pick up a couple more wins with Andy Reid at the helm.
Yeah.
I think... it's just a little bit different looking conference. But I have the Denver Broncos coming out of that. Oh, by the way, I didn't mention earlier, Colts are my other wild card.
Okay.
Colts are my wild card.
I have Denver winning the AFC West. I think you're right. Kansas City and San Diego better than they were last year. Kansas City was everybody's darlings last year,
yeah.
Preseason. Do you remember that? Everybody, Kansas City's going to go to the Super Bowl. I think they finished off the season with 4 wins. But... I think Andy Reid is a good coach for that team. I think they do have a lot of talented players. I don't think Alex Smith is a good quarterback.
You say that, mm-hmm. but before he was replaced, right?
Mm-hmm.
He had the best completion percentage in the NFL, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
And he was... I was listening... I don't know what show I was listening to today, but they're talking how he had 3 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Got the season where he got the job. Then stunk the water in the mouth. Then came back and was doing better. And then got hurt. And then now it's his 3rd season, technically.
Yeah.
I think he had some wonderful tools with him that he's not carrying with him, mm-hmm. obviously. But I think Alex Smith is going to do all right there. Is he going to be a star? No.
I think the completion percentage can be skewed by where your throws are going to and what your offense sets you up to throw. Alex Smith, he might have a good completion percentage, but he's not a quarterback that's ever going to win the game for you. He's not a quarterback that if you have 2 minutes, you have a two-minute drill, nobody's ever said, I wish I had Alex Smith back
no,
there behind
Smith. No,
so, yes, he puts up okay numbers.
He manages the game well.
He's a game manager, which is what Kansas City needs.
Yes.
And San Diego is going to be good. I think Mike McCoy is a good coordinator for them.
Yeah. So my division winners, Patriots, Bengals, Texans, Broncos, my wild cards, Ravens, and Colts.
I have the same, I have the exact same division winners. I have the Ravens as one, and the Bills, the saucy Bills.
Circle the wagons, are you?
I'm circling the wagons on them.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you who I have my AFC championship before we go over to the NFC.
Okay.
Broncos and okay. Patriots.
That'll be a good one. I have Broncos and Bengals.
You know, I thought about it. I really think the Bengals are going to be that good. I really do. Let's jump to the NFC. Tim Tebow will be on a team at the end of the season.
Is he going to be taking snaps at quarterback?
Will be on an NFL roster at the end of the season.
NFL roster. So.
NFL. Not okay. CFL, not AFL, not AFL too.
All right.
You'll be on an NFL roster. NFC East. This is a little bit interesting in the fact that I've got the Giants winning the NFC East 11-5. I have the Redskins taking a step back. They were 10-6 last year. I have them at 9-7 this year. And the reason is RG3 hasn't taken a snap yet in a game situation. Mm-hmm. Coming back from, you know, devastating knee injury, there's question marks. And I think they're going to be a lot more cautious with the play calling with him. I think they're going to preach to him to stay in the pocket as much as he can. I think it's going to cost him.
I think not only... Wait, what's that? Where's the alarm? There's the alarm. Bold prediction time, JD. And this features the Redskins. I have the Giants winning the division as well. Just because I think the timing of their schedule works out better for them than the Redskins. But I have the Redskins as a wild card team out of there. Alfred Morris won't reproduce the same great season that he had a year before. But for Adrian Peterson, he's your rushing leader last year.
Yes.
And on my fantasy team. And, you know, Alfred Morris, if you looked at what he put up, 13 yards last year, that's matching pretty much what other players have done in years past, but AP just had an insanely good season. Alfred Morris also put up 13 touchdowns.
Mm.
That number is going to go down substantially.
Yeah.
I looked at running backs, previous rushing leaders, running backs, and 7 out of the 11 between their rookie year and their sophomore year, the first year of them as a starter and their next year as a starter, 7 out of those 11 went down in touchdown numbers. Now, only 5 of them went down in yardage.
Okay.
So maybe he puts up the same yards, but I don't think he does. But I also don't think he does nearly the 13 touchdowns that you saw before. And I think part of that is because RG3 is not going to be able to be the running threat that he once was.
Yes.
And so that takes away part of that option game.
Yep. I can see that. Philadelphia. They were 4 wins last year. I have them having 8 wins. I think it's a fluke. Everybody's all worked up, and I've talked about it before, all worked up about the Chip Kelly offense, the snap every 15 seconds.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. The snap every 15 seconds thing is not going to happen in the NFL. It's just not going to happen. But, you know, that offense he has is the same freaking offense that the Packers run. It's the same, very similar offense to what the Patriots run. It's not revolutionary to the NFL.
Yeah.
So it's going to take people by surprise. No. No.
Yeah, I still have the Eagles finishing last in that division, and I think their defense is going to be a big question mark for that team. I think their offense could be very fun to watch if it's executed well. I think LeSean McCoy might be in for a fantastic season.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't have them winning many games.
I have the Cowboys with only 6 wins, which goes along with your whoop of Garrett being gone.
Yeah.
NFC North. I would be shocked if anyone else would pick someone other than the Packers to win this thing. They are so strong. I've got them. They had 11 wins last year. I have them with 12 wins this year, 12 and 4. Second in the division, I gave the prediction earlier when we, 3 weeks ago, I believe, and 2 weeks ago. I'm sticking with the Vikings at 10 and 6.
Okay.
I think that's realistic. It might be actually a little optimistic, but with, Adrian Peterson won't rush for 2,000 yards this season.
I don't think that's a bold prediction.
He predicted 2,500 yards.
Yeah, of course he predicted it. How many rushers have gone over 2,000? And nobody's ever done back-to-back years. So for you to say that is not a bold prediction.
Nobody's done what Adrian Peterson has done.
Coming back from a knee injury and doing that?
And how obviously. He did it. I don't think he's going to get... Actually, I don't even think he's going to get 1,800, but I didn't want to go that low.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Predict yardage for him? Do you actually have written down there on your mobile device yardage?
Don't worry about it. I have... Now, this is going to be a little bit of a surprise, but I have the Detroit Lions at 9-6 right behind him, and I have the Chicago Bears finishing last in the division at 8-8. A lot of changes for the Bears. Mm-hmm. They should be more offensive-focused, but there's still a lot of question marks. Will Brandon Marshall's hip be back to where he catches everything that is within 30 yards of him? Forte, is he at that age? He's at that age where it's starting to be like, how much time does he have left?
Yeah.
He's still a young guy.
He is a young guy.
But still, it's like, I don't know. I don't have a lot of confidence in him, but I have him finishing 500.
Okay. I have the Packers winning that division. I have the Bears finishing second in that division. They're a 10-6 team last year. I think the change in offense... JD's not even looking at me anymore. I think the change in offense works perfectly for what Cutler's skill set is. I don't know that he's going to be putting up gaudy numbers at all, but I think he's going to be more comfortable in that offense. I think it's an offense that will benefit Matt Forte. On defense, I think they didn't get worse on defense. I think they got rid of Brian Urlacher, who was an aging middle linebacker. Mm-hmm. The rest of the squad is doing fine. John Bostic is an interesting-looking linebacker prospect, and DJ Williams is there in case they need him. And they're going to be blitzing more. I think Mel Tucker's a great defensive mind, so I think their defense is going to make them as good as they can be.
It could be. And I had a game separating all of them, other than the Packers. So it wouldn't shock me if the Bears finished higher.
Yeah.
It wouldn't shock me if the Vikings finished much lower, which is what you're getting at right now.
Here's the part in the episode where I say goodbye. It's been a great run. We've done 140 episodes together, and I'm going to say something right now that is going to get JD to never record with me again. So maybe Lizbelle and I come back next week with some sort of podcast, and JD has something going on with this. The Lions finished third in the division, and finishing last are the Vikings.
Well, it's been fun having Bobby on the podcast for the last 140 episodes. I'll take this one out the rest of the way myself. It's been fun. We're going to play music selections by me, and then another music selection by me. It's not a six-pack anymore. It's a three-pack. And the last call, one stop away, is just going to be a last call because I'm going to be drowning my tears at the bar.
All right. Let me just say, I root for the Vikings.
No, I know you do.
They're my second favorite team because I root for my friends' teams. And I will be rooting for the Vikings. Could I see them going 10-6 this year? Absolutely. The reason why I don't have them going 10-6, the reason why I have them finishing last, is it is a tough division. And I think Christian Ponder is not going to be what you need him to be. I think you need him to be better than he's ever been.
I agree.
I think you need him to take it a big step forward from what he has been doing. Last year, at the second half of last year, he was turning it on. It looked like he was turning a page before he got injured. This preseason, he's not looked comfortable at all. And I don't think that Greg Jennings was a great big up at wide receiver. I think Cordarrelle Patterson's going to be great down the line. Rookie wide receivers are always difficult to predict.
And don't forget about the Pro Bowl MVP in Kyle Rudolph at tight end.
Sure. But you got to have a guy who can throw the ball to him and throw it well. And on defense, I think they have one of the better defenses in the NFL. But you have Kevin Williams, who's injured, and you have Sharif Floyd, who's not going to probably... both those guys might not start week one. And both those guys are going to be battling knee things all year.
Yeah.
So that's where I can't say with... If the defense stays healthy and Christian Ponder does what he did at the second half, then sure, they are a 10-6 team. I just don't have that belief in Christian Ponder.
And I can't be mad at you because everything you said is true. And I'm leery of what the season's going to hold for them. You know, I'm optimistic as a fan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still not a fan of Ponder. He's got to show me a lot more, and he hasn't. But I think, you know, wackier things have happened.
Sure.
But also you did point out, you know, that defensive line with Kevin Williams, Jared Allen, they're getting older.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes me a little nervous if that defense has got to be on the field a lot. So, and I know they've got a lot of depth at defensive line, but still. Still, I'll keep you on the show, Bobby.
All right.
NFC South, this is not a shock, I don't think, for anyone. I have the Saints going from third in the division to first at 12-4. The Falcons at 10-6, and then Carolina Panthers and Tampa Bay Buccaneers wallowing behind them. Tampa Bay could be better.
Yeah.
I think they will be, but I think the Saints are going to be back to contending.
Yeah, I mean, you bring Sean Payton back in there, they've got something to prove. That team's... I like the changes on defense. I have the Falcons finishing first in that division, though, over the Saints. I do have the Saints picking up a wild card. And then I have the same as you, Panthers, then Bucks. Both those teams just can't compete with the other two.
NFC West, I've got... You're getting better.
Was that better?
You're getting better.
Danger Russ is great. He's going to have a great year. The rest of the Seattle Seahawks cannot keep up with him. They go from a playoff darling last year to out of the playoffs this year.
Wow. Hey, without healthy Sidney Rice, without Percy Harvin, you know, two guys you're really counting on.
Mm-hmm.
And if those two are healthy, oh, heck yeah. But I can see where you come up with that. I have them finishing second in the division. But here's the thing. Tied with the 49ers.
Tied
with the 49ers. But 49ers get the
tiebreaker. Okay.
Then followed by Arizona and then St. Louis. Flip-flop from last year. I think Arizona's going to be better.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be tough. So, Bobby, my division winners. Giants, Packers, Saints, 49ers. My wild cards, which I haven't mentioned yet, Falcons, Seahawks.
Okay. I have the Giants, Packers, Falcons, San Francisco as our division winners. And the wild cards are the Redskins and the Saints.
My NFC championship is the Packers and the Saints.
That's exciting, but not as exciting as Atlanta versus San Francisco. That's who I have in the NFC title game.
Whoop, 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 whoop. My season MVP.
Season MVP?
Aaron Rodgers. I think he's just going to have an amazing year this year. He's poised to really tear it up.
All right.
Who's your AFC champion?
AFC champion, I don't like doing this. I do not like doing this.
Homer!
I didn't do this last year. I don't think I've done this in the history of the show.
Homer!
Denver Broncos.
I've got the Denver Broncos as well. my NFC champion... the Green Bay Packers.
Atlanta Falcons. I predicted it last year. I have the same, more belief in them this year.
All right. My Super Bowl champion, the guy who's having a great season, but gets edged out by Aaron Rodgers for the MVP for the regular season, your Super Bowl MVP, Peyton Manning of the Super Bowl champion Denver Broncos.
Wow. I'm going to have to revise my Viking pick now. Wow.
You guys are stacked, man.
We are, and we're going to be getting back Von Miller. He gets a six-game vacation, but he'll be coming back fresh. But I think defense, we are surprising. I think we're going to be better than we were last year. The first six games are going to be a trial because we're without Von Miller. But I still think there are guys. I think the mentality of this team has changed in these two short years. So I think they are. I think you're right. I think the Broncos are going to win the Super Bowl this year. The weapons they have on offense are so difficult for people to match up with. Their running game is going to be there. They finally have, it looks like, two young running backs that can trade off. So I think this is the best chance they have at a Super Bowl. So that's why I'm going with them as my Super Bowl champ.
And I believe Deion Sanders will be the winner of the Pro Bowl over Jerry Rice.
Oh, boy. I forgot that that's how they're doing it this year. My last bold prediction, JD. Randy Moss will make Fox Sports 1 actually interesting, but then Brian Urlacher and his boringness will take away that whatever was good that you had Randy Moss on, he will steal from that. Did you know that there are 5 Sunday pregame shows now? 5.
It's ridiculous.
And 3 of those networks don't even have football. Actually, I'm sorry. I think there's 6 programs, and 4 of those don't even carry football.
I watched college. I watched Fox Sports 1's college pregame show to go up against College Football Game Day.
Yeah.
Don't. It is that bad. I mean, wow. I just didn't think they were very good.
So. Yeah.
Anyway, it's time for my music, Bobby.
Your music, let's hear it.
And I'm going with a newer group called White Denim out of Austin, Texas.
Okay.
And the song is called Pretty Green. Bobby, what do you think?
Pretty good, man. I think swampy guitars. That's what the first thought that came to mind, like southern swampy guitars.
Yeah, it kind of had the Skinnerd meets Wolfmother type of vibe to it. I really enjoyed
Can't go wrong with that.
Anyway, this is the time of season a lot of people wait for. Mm-hmm. Not just football, but it's the return of their favorite shows and some new shows to the fall TV lineup.
Mm-hmm.
And we've tagged a few that we're looking forward to and some new ones. Let's talk about some that are coming back that we're looking forward to first.
Okay.
First and foremost, I'm looking forward to Homeland.
Yeah.
That show's amazing.
Yeah, and how they ended it last year.
Wow, big.
Big cliffhanger. Interested to see how they run it this year. Very interested to see because there's a lot of storylines. There's a lot of directions they could go with it. And they're really smart writers, so I know it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to Homeland, and from what I understand, it spices up. And from what I also understand, Brody, who's the central character, one of the central characters, isn't even in the first 2 episodes.
Wow.
And
talk about building...
It builds some anticipation. The next one I'm really looking forward to is New Girl.
Yeah.
You know, Nick and Jess's relationship is heating up. If you haven't watched New Girl, Zooey Deschanel, however you want to pronounce it, is awesome in it.
Yeah.
And just the whole cast, I think.
Yeah, that's premiering September 17th. It's great writing. The characters are all pretty well developed, where you pretty much know all the characters, and I think every single one of them could have a separate, could have their own episode devoted to them, and it wouldn't be boring. It would be just as exciting as if it followed Jess around.
I think this is funny as I'm going through my list of, I think I have 8 shows I'm excited that are returning. Bobby listed them by days of the week, like which shows he watches on what day of the week. I'm going next, Big Bang Theory. I think that show is hilarious. Mm-hmm. I hope it continues to remain funny. Same with Parks and Rec. I love that show.
Yeah.
And every year it's like, is this going to be it? Is this going to be it? They have some changes that are going on. Rob Lowe's leaving. So is Rashida Jones.
Yes. Yeah, both of their last seasons on there, which is going to be interesting.
Yeah, it could be interesting. But that's always funny. Chicago Fire, a Chicago show, which started very slowly. In the ratings and really kind of rocketed well enough that they're having Chicago PD coming out about Chicago Police Department. So I'm really looking forward to Chicago Fire coming back. Criminal Minds is always good. I like that show. And Castle is coming back. I just got into Castle this year. And it's actually really entertaining. And the woman on it, smoking hot.
For those of you who've never seen Castle, don't worry, there's a way you can catch up, because TNT plays it every other hour on their network.
They do.
They play a lot of Castle, but that just means it's a good show.
Does it, though?
Maybe.
Because there's some shows that are bad that they play rerun, like Two and a Half Men.
Yeah.
They play rerun after rerun.
Modern Family returns September 25th. That's a great one. How I Met Your Mother, September 23rd. It's final season. Finally. Everybody's going to meet the mom. I'm looking forward to them wrapping that up.
It's time.
Yeah.
It's time to wrap it up.
I like that you mentioned Parks and Rec, which is coming back September 26th, because that's got the toughest thing to deal with, because it's only dealing with new shows on NBC. It's got to carry that NBC lineup. Now that 30 Rock is gone and The Office is gone, it's got to carry a lot of weight on its shoulders.
Yep.
All right, new shows, JD.
I'm going to tell you...
Oh, before that...
Yes.
As we're recording right now...
Whoop, whoop.
Of my favorite shows are debuting. It's the early debuts.
Yes.
FXX. XX has...
Am I old enough to watch that channel?
I don't know. Okay. The League and It's Always Sunny debuting.
Great shows.
Yeah, both of them are outstanding. I think It's Always Sunny is in its 9th season now.
That's crazy to think.
Yeah. Both of those are great shows. I love those shows. But now let's go to new shows.
New shows. The Michael J. Fox Show on NBC, getting rave reviews.
Yeah.
Basically, he plays a reporter, a high-profile reporter, who is dealing with Parkinson's like he is, and just how his family and everyone deals with it. It looks like it could be very entertaining.
Michael J. Fox is one of those guys that he's been gone for so long, but his star power is still there from when he was younger. That could easily be the best new show on TV just because of how he can carry himself.
Absolutely. And I think Chicago Bear fans can learn a lot from Michael J. Fox, because he stopped going back to 1985.
Ooh.
Whoa. Snap, snap, snap.
All right. How long
have you... I got that joke from my mother-in-law. The next show on here is Lucky 7, deals with these people who are getting, who won the lottery and all the trials and tribulations that go with it. It just seems like an interesting premise.
I saw that and I thought the premise seemed interesting, but I don't know.
It could be a miss for you.
It could be a miss. I don't think it's not one of those where you're like, well, that's a stinker. I think it's got an interesting premise and an original premise, which a lot of the shows that you're seeing, the comedies that are on, is like, dad moves in with his daughter, or mom moves in with his son. Mm-hmm. You know, it's stuff that's been done over and over again. So it's nice to see something original like that. I
I'm looking forward to seeing The Blacklist with James Spader. I like James Spader as an actor, and he plays a creepy guy.
That's what he was born to play.
He was.
I mean, he's so good at playing like a sleazy, creepy dude, and so that show was kind of built for him.
Trophy Wife, only because Bradley Whitford is in it, and I like Bradley Whitford. Malin Ackerman is hot. She's in it.
Yeah.
It could be. It from what I heard, it kind of cares. Like it does well. And
sad trombone. Bradley Whitford, what are you doing, brother? I know that maybe calls haven't been great for you lately.
But did you see that one show where he like ballooned up? I forgot.
Not looking good.
That was not a good show for him.
He does not look good. But the show is called Trophy Wife. You should just call it canceled halfway through.
Wow.
Yeah.
Another one that probably will be canceled halfway through, but I want to see it, is We Are Family with Mary McCormick, because I really liked her in Plain Sight. I thought she was great in The West Wing.
We Are Family.
Michael Malley, if you're familiar with Michael Malley.
Oh, jeez.
Rick on the ESPN commercials.
Before I thought JD was going to be kicking me off the show. Now I'm voluntarily leaving the show. You want to see that? Did you also enjoy iRob with Rob Schneider? Hey,
no.
What happens when a white family hangs out with a Latino family? That's what that show, like, they're doing the dumb stereotype jokes.
It is. But
they're
going to be going because Mary McCormick is part of it, I think there could be.
Mike O'Malley does, though. Look at the line that he comes from in TV shows.
Well, The Rick.
They're not good.
Who's The Rick?
You're not good.
Some ones I want to pass on.
Okay.
The crazy ones with Robin Williams.
I vehemently disagree.
I just think it's going to be horrible.
It's his first return to TV since Mork and Mindy. I think that
could be... Do you think there's a reason he has been on TV since Mork and Mindy?
Because he's a movie star.
Yeah, he's done a lot of movies in the last... How long has it been?
Well, and Sarah Michelle Gellar...
RVing. I forgot about RV.
Sarah Michelle Gellar hasn't done anything in a long time. I think that one has the potential to be really good, depending... It's a David E. Kelly show, too.
Yeah.
Decent pedigree.
Sure.
All right.
Mom. I want to miss that one, too. That's a pass with Allison Janney and Anna Faris.
Angry right now.
She is a horrible actress. Faris.
Anna Faris?
Yeah.
All right.
Allison Janney, I think, is a great actress. She comes back to live with her mom, who has issues.
All right. You're correct. I already ragged on a series premise like that. But I like Anna Faris. I think she's funny. And Allison Janney...
But she plays a caricature. She never plays a true...
She doesn't, which I'm interested to see how she plays it. Because in the show, she's supposed to be like a recovering alcoholic.
You saw a scary movie. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
All right.
Millers. Bo Bridges and Will Arnett.
Yeah, that's going to be absolutely terrible.
Recently divorced guy. We Are Men. Looks horrible.
Oh,
Jerry O'Connell, the dude who played Kumar. I can't remember his name. The dude from Monk. It just looks bad. A bunch of divorced guys.
Yeah.
And the one that I think... Okay. You saw the movie Forgetting Sarah Marshall, right?
Yeah.
At the very end, they do the fake movie where she's like a detective, but like can read animals' thoughts.
Yeah.
And it's like this parody. That's what the commercials for this next one look like.
Oh, no.
Ironsides with Blair Underwood.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, okay, we don't buy that you're paralyzed and in a wheelchair, but are an amazing detective. not that you can't be, but it just, he doesn't sell it.
Yeah. And another really bad one, Back in the Game with Bo Bridges. It's basically a Bad News Bears. His newly divorced daughter, is coaching a ragtag team of boys baseball.
Because he's in the Millers, too. No.
Ragtag baseball team led by her son and her cantankerous dad, who's a former baseball player. Maybe you're right. Maybe Bo Bridges is the We Are Millers.
Yeah, he's in
the
We Are Millers
people.
I know, just, it's, no. It's the dude.
James Caan, maybe?
James Caan.
All right. So both those shows not doing well. I'm looking forward to Brooklyn Nine-Nine with Andy Samberg.
Could be
and
good.
Andre Brower. I think that could be good. I think Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is going to be given a lot of room because it's Marvel that's backing it, and they're going to want to try to develop it. I also am looking forward to Dads. the Seth MacFarlane. I want to see how he does with live action. I like Seth Green. I like Giovanni Ribisi. Yeah. Martin Mull is really funny when you get him just talking.
I'm worried about it.
I think you have reasons to have reservations against that show. But
want a wild card?
Wild card.
Girl Meets World. Corey and Topanga have a kid. And it's the trials and tribulations of that kid now. Is it going to be good? No, it's not. Am I going to tune in to see what happens? Absolutely.
You want to see how Topanga's aged?
Is that? I want to see Topanga. She was always a smoking hottie.
Well, there you go. There's your fall TV lineup. That's all you need to know, people. So don't even bother going to the interwebs for looking up anything else. We told you what's good, what's bad, and what's in between. JD, my music I am super psyched for. Butch Walker, one of our favorite musicians, one of my favorites.
Oh, he's great.
I think
he's
you
great.
Enjoy
yeah.
him a lot as well. He's got a new EP coming out called Peachtree Battle. That's on September 17th, but this is the single off of it called Coming Home.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. That is a solid song, and I wish it was on an LP.
Yeah, me
instead
too.
Instead of an EP, but I'm looking forward to it. That sounds... When does the EP drop?
September 17th.
Okay, very cool. Very excited. Well, Bobby, it's time for a six-pack of questions.
Mm-hmm.
And for a main reason, we're not going to have a contest. Because you lose.
Why do I lose?
We're going to start music, and I'll tell you why. And we're going to start the music now. Bobby, what's going to happen this October?
This is the big news. This October, mm-hmm. I'm joining the ranks of dead.
Yeah! All right.
There it is.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
It's a fun fraternity to be a part of.
I'm very excited to be joining.
And I say you lose because you are going to be losing sleep. it's super exciting, and we'll keep everybody apprised of the situation. I've been itching to talk about it in the podcast.
Yeah, you have
purposefully been mute about it.
I've been very
But honestly, you, until you get far along the process, but I mean, literally you're weeks away from being a dad.
Yeah.
So now's a good time to bring it up. It's exciting. I couldn't be any more excited for you and your wife, and it's going to bring a whole slew of fun conversations of the podcast.
Absolutely. So that means I got to lead us off.
You do.
I will lead us off with something that was controversial today. Brian Urlacher's big story, or I guess the story that was made out of Brian Urlacher's comments, that when he was playing on the team, they had a designated guy who would take a dive if an offense was really moving quickly. To try to slow them down. So a player would fake an injury to try to give the defensive players a break and also
Dirty Bears.
Set up. My question for you, JD, is in your football career, have you or anyone on your team taken a dive so that you could conserve, maybe slow down some momentum, or maybe game plan, or change the personnel on the field?
Maybe. I vaguely remember in college, like, there's times where it'd be like, you know, stay down, stay down.
Mm-hmm.
Not me. I didn't luckily get hurt during games where I had to get off.
Yeah.
But I did get hurt in practice, shattered a nose in a game, but never anything too major. But it was always like a lineman who needed to get gas. It does happen. Can I say, did it happen during my college career? Maybe. But I don't. But it doesn't shock me that it does go on. Bobby, you're going to see a theme with my six-pack of questions, and that's why we brought up the news now. Will Bobby's baby be a Broncos fan? You're living in Chicago. It's going to be tough.
No, it's not going to be tough.
Okay.
And here's why. I've already got Broncos gear, and the room has orange in it. Now, I know Bears have orange in it, but the orange that I have and the blanket, I already have one of my good friends, Jenny, sent me a Broncos blanket right off the bat.
Nice.
So we're going to be inundating the child with Bronco stuff. Also, early on in the child's life, it will be at the Bronco bar. Now, child services, if you're listening, everything's going to be fine. Dad's going to be fine. We're not going to have any issues with that. But the baby's going to be loved by Broncos fans and is going to love the Broncos in return.
Okay.
JD. Vodka Sam. I don't know if that name rings a bell for you.
It doesn't?
You're an Iowa fan, though.
Yeah.
And Northern Illinois, Iowa featured not just a great football game, but an interesting fan.
Yes, it did.
Vodka Sam, a girl who got so drunk she ran out onto the field and got arrested.
Tried to run on the field.
Tried to.
Didn't make it.
Got arrested. And I believe, based on her accounts, blew a .314 at the police station, was trying to tout this as a point of pride.
Gonna get a tattoo that says it. She's so proud.
My question for you, JD, is have you ever gotten so drunk at a sporting event that you couldn't remember parts of the sporting event?
Never. Never. You pay enough for those tickets.
Yeah.
I mean, have I been a little toasty? A little bit. But no, that's not the place to get ripped.
Yeah.
Get ripped after the game.
Yeah.
Enjoy the sport and have a couple beers, sure, but enjoy it. Don't get ripped at it. I might have got ripped at one.
Uh-oh.
That's a story for another time. It was junior hockey.
Well, if you're ever going to get ripped at a sporting event, junior hockey's probably the one to get ripped at.
Bobby!
Yeah.
Who do you anticipate will change the most diapers at your house?
Oh. Ah, wow. Solid question.
Not at the beginning. It's always a runny question at the beginning.
Oh, no. We're gonna shoot for a 50-50 split. Knowing my wife, I will be reminded that she changed the last one, so I probably will have to change the next one. So we'll shoot for a 50-50. I'm going to probably try to jump on the first round as many as possible just to get the training. JD, if you're going to be a pro at something, you need to get in there and get the experience.
You do.
So I'm going to be working at that. JD, I don't know if you've seen any of the promos for the league this year, but one of the promos featured Jay Cutler and his wife, Kristen Cavallari, in a very funny moment.
Okay.
My question for you is, what NFL player would you like to see in a guest spot on the league?
Ooh. Could it be past, or does it have to be present?
It can be anybody. But it's typically somebody that's a fantasy football player, or somebody that would be in fantasy football they'd be paying attention to.
It really could be anybody, because you could have a defensive player
sure,
do it.
You could.
You could have an offensive player do it. I'm probably going to go with Jared Allen. He is a little bit crazy, and I think he'd fit in well with the league guys,
because
they're all just off, and Jared Allen is definitely off. I think he would be fun. I'm going Jared Allen. Bobby, last question for you. How are you going to handle it when your kid hates soccer? I've been waiting for these questions, folks. I have been waiting.
Now, why are you thinking the kid's going to hate soccer? It's going to be one of... It's still going to be the world's greatest sport when the child is growing up paying attention to sports.
We're in a world of our own here in America.
We now have a couple different sports channels that are carrying English Premier League soccer. And the World Cup is going to be coming around in 2018 when the kid's going to be just about that age.
What?
When he's paying attention to soccer.
That's not what I asked you. That's not what I asked you. What are you going to do when your kid hates soccer?
Going to be happy that the kid loves the Broncos.
It comes full circle, folks. It comes full circle. Stick around when we come back. Last call, one stop away.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world.
Bobby, my last call, one stop away, comes from Houston, Texas. Houston man bought some beer, bought a case of beer, and he was shocked to discover what he found in his case of beer.
All right.
He and his friends were sitting around and go to open up the beer, the case of the beer.
Okay.
And noticed that a dead snake was coiled around a bottle of beer in the case.
Wow.
Yeah. This is what he said, and I'll try to get the accent proper.
I appreciate that.
When I first opened the box, his head was, well, it was like this. His head was between my fingers, and I didn't know what it was at first. Then I realized what it was. It was a dead snake. Now, the guy said he initially thought the snake might be a rubber fake placed in the case as a prank, but he knew it was real when he caught whiffed of its odor.
Ooh, that's the part I didn't think of.
There's no way I was going to drink that beer. It stunk so bad. The snake was dead. The snake was ice cold, kind of shrunk up, and its eyes were missing out of it. He said he put the snake into a bag and used it to entertain his party guests. That's where it gets a little bit odd.
Yeah.
And luckily, luckily, it didn't come out of the box and bite anybody. But it was dead, so we basically, well, it was entertaining. We had a good time.
Good old time.
Here's the kicker. You know, he's not going to drink it. It smells bad. I could have told him it was going to smell bad anyway because it was Bud Light.
Oh.
Yeah.
Come on, guy.
The makers of Bud Light have agreed to send him a refund because of the dead snake. So enjoy the refund on your case of beer.
Well, hey, he got a couple good jokes out of it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Ugh, disgusting.
Oh, that's what you get. JD, in China, there's a new rule in the Chinese city of Shenzhen, and it allows managers and other officials to fine somebody $15 if you're making a mess in the toilet. Like, if you pee on the toilet, you could get a $15 fine.
This is in a restaurant?
This is anywhere in the town.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
So what's going on there? What are they doing to combat that? They're selling the pee straight. The pee straight.
Yep.
They're selling the pee straight. We've had the Wizinator. Now we have the pee straight.
Wow.
This is basically like a plastic funnel that you pee into, and it'll make sure that your pee goes directly into the urinal or toilet. It's a 10-inch piece of tube with a funnel attached to it. It has a his or hers version.
Oh.
Yep.
So Ontario Smith would be sad.
Yep. It's only $1.65 per unit.
Is it multi-use?
I don't know that there's many. After it's used once, I don't think you want to use it for anything
else.
Okay,
all right.
But this is, they're selling it on the streets of China, and the sign is great. The pee straight sign. It says pee straight, 10 for one, 10, basically 10, essentially $10 for one, $100 fine for peeing in the wrong place. Why not buy a pee straight? Save your money for peeing straight. Peeing freely. Enjoy peeing. As one of the signs says.
Were these people not taught early on to, you know, aim?
Apparently, when you have to, it's gotten so bad that there's a fine for it. Wow. But that also means that somebody's watching you pee and watching you make that mistake too.
Exactly. If I walked in and there's a mess in that toilet, I'm screaming, "Wasn't me! Wasn't me!
I don't want the fine!
I don't want the fine!
I don't want the fine!"
Oh, that's disgusting.
But for $1.65, would you carry that around with you? I mean, that's a big contraption to carry around.
It is. It is. And no. No, I wouldn't. I would just, you know what I would do? I would pee straight.
I would carry it around in my belt buckle like a sword. And I would pull it out as I'm going to the, I would bring it out when I was going to the urinal, and then just throw it away because it was only funny for that one time.
Well, it has come to the end of the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our first show without an interview in a while. We got to go through some NFL predictions, which was a great time.
Absolutely.
And we got to also talk about the fall TV schedule, with them, which we're both very excited about.
Yeah.
And also, Bobby, congratulations on the upcoming
thank you very
Bambino
much.
I'm sure Bambina.
We'll be talking about that lots more on the podcast. But thank you very much. All right, folks, we will see you next week. What's that? What is that?